From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwe's president surprises by not resigning. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe faces the possibility of impeachment after a noon Monday deadline for his resignation passed. In a televised address on Sunday, the 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe made no mention of resignation. He announced his intention to preside over a party meeting next month.
I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it or to compromise the outcomes in the eyes of the public.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti said there are only two ways he can be removed.
There has to be formal processes, either his own resignation or any impeachment.
Zimbabwe's influential War Veterans Association says the military should step back and let the people and politics remove the longtime president. An international search effort is underway for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44 that disappeared on Wednesday. An apparent distress call raised hope that the crew is still alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive. Argentine Captain Hector Alonso said that what is needed is a multi-beam sonar to conduct a proper search. Some 11 surface ships and 10 aircraft from seven nations are involved. The ARA San Juan German-built diesel-electric submarine disappeared more than 400 kilometers off of the Argentine coast. For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel vowed early Monday to maintain stability and pursue coalition talks after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of those talks on forming a new government, raising the specter of another round of elections.
Und jetzt müssen wir trotzdem
Ms. Merkel acknowledged her Christian Democrats and their coalition partners were unable to conclude the talks successfully. She will inform the German president and determine the next step. The key sticking points appeared to be on migration and climate change. China said it has the backing of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and Bangladesh for its plan to resolve the mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims from western Myanmar. Foreign Minister Wang Yi presented a three-phase plan, including a ceasefire, a bilateral diplomatic solution, followed by a long-term solution, including poverty alleviation. More than 600,000 Rohingya have fled a Myanmar crackdown since August. Israeli Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz acknowledged publicly on Army Radio Sunday that Israel has had covert contacts with Saudi Arabia, chiefly because of their joint alarm over Iran. But University of South Carolina political science professor Joseph Olmert says such contacts have been hinted at by Israel for months.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu himself on many occasions made it very public and clear that Israel does have all kinds of connections with many Arab countries, including those that publicly and officially boycott Israel.
The Israeli minister's comment followed an unprecedented interview with a Saudi newspaper involving Israel's military chief, Lieutenant General Gadi Eisenkot, suggesting closer cooperation, including intelligence gathering. Meanwhile, in Nairobi, Kenya,
as a consequence, the presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld, as is the election of the third respondent.
Supreme Court President David Malaga, after the Kenya's highest judicial body, denied two challenges to the outcome of last month's election. As a result, the victory for Uhuru Kenyatta has been confirmed. Kenyatta's lawyer is Ahmed Nasir Abdullahi.
They should have given this judgment on 1st of September, as we say. Yes. But I think it's good for the country now that this will come to an end, and the agitation, the tension about the election, and all this now is over.
Sunday, clashes erupted in a Nairobi slum after several bodies were found amid political tensions ahead of the court ruling. Opposition leader Raila Odinga said more than 30 of his supporters have been killed since Friday. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.